Hypnagogue Podcast 396 in 4, 3, 2, 1. Let me explain how things kind of work around here at the Hypnagogue podcast. Back at the beginning of August on my Facebook page, which you don't need to follow. You can if you want to. You have to look me up by name. I said good things about the album 42 Degrees by the artist Jarr. That's J-A-R-R. Two R's. On September 10th, I'm recording this and I put Jarr in here because you needed to hear that, because I had already said good things about it. But you're not hearing this until the end of November. So that's how things work. Regardless of how long it takes, you end up with good music. This first set on Hypnagogue Podcast 396 ended with a Jarr with The Pavement Sparkles from 42 Degrees. Before that, Joe DeVita, a much more accessible Joe DeVita than I've heard in the past. An interesting album called The Secret Door, that was the title track. Before that, Daryl Gresh with Centerless from Frozen Waste. Andy Cartwright came before that with Signal Loss from Below the Noise. Space Art gave us Across the Corridor from Personal Duty. That was kind of the end of sort of an up-tempo start to this show. Moving into the Andy Cartwright kind of quieted us down a little bit. Before that, Bukatrug. Ready for the spelling? B-E-U-K-O-T-R-E-U-G. I'm going to go with Bukatrug. That was Hydra. The album is Cosmic Spring. And we started off with Test Card and the Blank Code Rewrite from the album Channels. That is how Hypnagogue Podcast 396 begins. So the last episode, and I hope you were here for it, was 20 tracks from the library. That's a lot of library tracks for one show. It's a lot of tracks for any of these episodes. So that was a whole bunch of library, so I think that this time around we will stick with the holding tanks, but let me give you another little peek behind the curtain. As you may know if you've been here before, I keep this document called Tracks to Play, and these are things that I write down as I'm shuffling my way through the day, musically speaking, listening to all the great stuff that's coming in here at Hypnagogue headquarters. And I write them down on this document, a little Google Doc action, right? And then when I sit down to do a podcast, I go back and look at that list, and I see the things I wrote down, and I go, oh, I wonder why I like that. So then I have to go back into iTunes and listen so I can say, oh, yes, that's why I wanted to play them some Heinrich Meier chord. So here you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
I would like to think that by now you know that if I take us into shadowier musical territories, as I did in this last set, that I will most likely, on the far side of it, bring you somewhere lighter and more calming. I don't want to leave you in the dark like that, right? That's not good. I'm gonna bring you back up. Bring you back up. Gonna do that. That is what we did in this second set of Hypnagogue podcast number 396. We started off with Henrik Meyercord and Seeli Heimat from Geschichten. Hold on. That's German for stories. Just wanted you to know. So again, I probably pronounced it wrong, and I apologize to Germans everywhere. After that, I love this artist name. I really do. Robert Eggplant. Well done. Well played, sir. And that track has the charming name, probably, I would think, the title of the episode, Mustard in the Mayonnaise Jar. And that is from Prairie Dogs, which I can pronounce without any problems whatsoever. After that, Conjecture, with the first track from Nostalgia Futura. It is called One. You could probably figure out what the other three tracks are called. Willebrandt is no stranger to this program. I keep getting wonderful music from Carl Willebrandt. And this album, Scott Was Here, is just a real delight to listen to. Just very calming and beautiful. And that track was called Some Things Considered. In December of 2022, Julien Demelin sent me his album, Inner Lives. In August of 2023... he sent me an email about Inner Lives saying, so I guess this wasn't to your liking? No, actually, let me check this and see exactly what he said, because it kind of took me back. Yeah, he said, hey, not really your thing? And he was doing that by way of also sending me his next album. And yes, Julien almost became an artist John forgot. And he has appeared on the show a number of times. Very close to being an artist John forgot. And I almost doubled up, as I did in the past. But I jumped in there and I listened to Inner Lives and I was like, yep, this needs to be this needs to be on the show. So my apologies to Julien. And you will be hearing something from his more recent album that did not come out in 2022. Anyway, that was the last track off Inner Lives, which is called Inner Beauty Sleep. And it is with that track that we wrap up Hypnagogue podcast number 396. Getting toward the end of the year, two more episodes. And again, I don't do retrospectives. I don't do best ofs. You can get those all over the place. I used to go back and look at a bunch of things that I had had reviewed and or played on the podcast over the year, but I'm not going to do that. Here's what you do. You go back to the first episode of January 2023, and then you listen to them all in order again. And you can make your very own best of list based on what you heard here on the Hypnagogue podcast. And it will be just like I did it, except I didn't have to do any of the work. And that is exactly the way I like things here and in my personal life. Anyway, I am John Shanahan. I am your host every 2 weeks, bringing you the best in ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. Come back in 2 weeks. We will do it again. And until that time, my friends, I bid you all peace and power.